Proclamation number 7586 of 25th of April, 1960. Gospel of Love. Again and again my gospel will be proclaimed to you, for I will never stop presenting the commandments of love to you because it is the most important thing in your earthly life to fulfill them. Therefore, again and again I will send you my messengers who will convey the divine teaching of love to you. Again and again you will have to hear the gospel of love so that you will know my will and be able to live your life in accordance with it. I will not cease to preach love, for you can only become blessed through love alone. Your whole earthly existence is useless if you fail to work with love. And you can still achieve earthly successes and still. They are worthless for your soul, which can only mature through loving activity. And when I send my disciples out into the world I only give them the task of proclaiming the divine teaching of love, because this is the most important thing people need to know. Because all other knowledge remains incomprehensible until the human being makes an effort to live a life of love. And so you will hear the same again and again. Love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. And a way of life in accordance with these two commandments will be blessed. It will earn you success. You will not cover earthly life in vain but reach the aim for the purpose of which you are on earth. For the fulfillment of these commandments brings about the transformation of your nature. In your last deformation as a human being you reach the state in which you originally moved, and you can leave the form as mature. You can enter the spiritual kingdom freely and light-heartedly after the death of your body. Practicing love is the most important commandment. It is the first and most important commandment, the fulfillment of which determines your fate in eternity. Every success you achieve on earth, every knowledge, no matter how extensive, earthly honor and fame, everything is of no value if you don't have love in you, which first gives you the right realization, which correctly evaluates everything earthly, which leads you onto the spiritual path, the aim of which is me myself. For love alone leads you back to me again, from whom you once originated. Love alone shapes you such that you can come close to me again, and love alone establishes the connection with me which turns you into blissful beings. And if you ignore love your soul is dead, for love alone awakens it to life. But you shall acquire eternal life again in earthly life, which can only be found through love alone. You shall escape the state of death, you shall come to life. And therefore I repeatedly bring my gospel to you, I address you myself, I demonstrate the importance of the commandments of love to you. And I will never cease to send my messengers into the world with the instruction to proclaim the divine teaching of love. For your fate in eternity depends on it. On the fulfillment of my commandments of love depends whether your earthly life is the conclusion of an infinitely long life in form, whether you'll also cast off the last form and be able to enter eternity as a free spirit. I want to help you achieve this, and that is why I speak to you again and again. And again and again it is my urgent admonition to all people, love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Amen.